A personal message from the editor-in-chief, Roderick C. Meredith. When Satan strikes. Jesus Christ describes Satan as a very real spirit being. He stated, quote, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out," quoted from John chapter 12 and verse 31. The New Testament clearly indicates that Satan is now in charge of this present human society. Of course, Almighty God can overrule Satan at any time, but he is generally allowing the world to go its own way so as to learn its lessons for 6,000 years of human history. The Apostle Paul describes Satan as, quote, "the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience," quoted from Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2. Satan is now in control of this world's atmosphere. Satan broadcasts wrong attitudes and perverted ideas throughout the earth, sometimes through television, sometimes through the internet, sometimes through other means. As a result, we have had constant wars, murders, fights, rape, torture, robberies, starvation, and the breakdown of families everywhere. Satan was a murderer and a liar from the beginning. Jesus Christ told the religious people of his day, quote, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it," quoted from John chapter 8 and verse 44. Satan, the master deceiver, clearly mixes various ideas of good and evil to deceive this entire world. That is why the Apostle John describes Satan as the, quote, "devil and Satan who deceives the whole world," quoted from Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9. As one of the many examples of Satan's massive deception and his intent to destroy the family, we learn that in December, the new Queen James Version of the Holy Bible was published in the U.S. and made available for sale. This was quoted from the Australian Woman's Weekly, December 18, 2012. Its cover shows a rainbow cross depicting gay pride, and its purpose is to edit Bible verses that condemn homosexuality, so homophobic interpretations become impossible. This is from the same magazine. In total, 8 sections of the King James Version were edited to remove God's clear instructions. Most of you Tomorrow's World subscribers already know that, from one end of the Bible to the other, Almighty God clearly condemns homosexuality in all of its forms. Describing the human reasoning behind this perverted practice, even by the ancient philosophers, God's Word states, quote, "For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due." Romans chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. Yes, Almighty God calls homosexual practices vile passions. His inspired word describes God's attitude toward what happened even to bring about the word sodomy. Quote, "Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries." This is quoted from Jude, verses 7 and 8. Notice that homosexual leaders who defile the flesh are also quick to reject authority, and they continually speak evil of dignitaries. For Satan, through perverted practices like this, wants to destroy the entire decent way of life which produces happy families, balanced children, and brings about human beings as potential members of God's own family. Since the true saints of God are to replace Satan and his demons in ruling the world, Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 and 10, Satan hates this, so he is filling the world with all kinds of vile ideas regarding sex and other forms of selfishness, and focusing on human pleasures by any means rather than obedience to the Creator. If we are not careful, Satan the devil will directly place evil thoughts of every description in our minds. Even when we are thinking about normal things and have been reading normal books and seeing normal television shows, Satan will sometimes begin to bombard our minds with evil, vain, or hateful thoughts. He will move us, if he can, to do wrong things in regard to sex and even violence. If you look in the eyes of some of the men who have committed some of the horrible atrocities in murdering dozens of young people in schools during recent years, you will often see a strange, wild look. Often, psychologists will attribute all of this to psychological breakdowns. Only God knows, but as these things increase, as the awareness of God's people and His true ministers increases, we will find that many of these situations are caused by demons influencing or infesting the minds of these perverted individuals. For Satan is real, and we need to realize that we are in a spirit war, fighting against the unseen forces of Satan the devil. The Apostle Paul was inspired to instruct every sincere Christian, quote, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." This is quoted from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. Indeed, we are in a spirit war. Please recognize this for your own good. Do not let your guard down. As the Bible instructs, learn to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day. May God help all of you readers deeply understand the power of Satan's deceptions on a personal and national scale in the years just ahead. For the time is coming soon when Satan himself will be cast back down to this earth after his final attempt to attack God's throne. He will come down, quote, "having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time." Find this in Revelation chapter 12, verses 9 through 12. Will you be ready? Will you be willing to believe the Bible and understand the unseen forces that are trying to mess with your mind? Will you resist the devil powerfully so he will not be able to destroy you and your loved ones in the spirit battles just ahead? As Satan continually broadcasts wrong attitudes and ideas throughout this world's atmosphere, he will put negative and disillusioning thoughts and ideas in your mind. He will try to influence you to act contrary to the ways and laws of your Creator, if you let Him. That is why God inspired the Apostle James to tell us, quote, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you," quoted from James chapter 4 and verse 7. You must do your part by actively resisting these wrong attitudes when you begin to realize that many of them come directly from Satan the devil. So ask Almighty God for understanding and for His deliverance, and be sure to really prove the basics, recognizing that a very real God, the Creator of heaven and earth, does exist and is in charge over the major events of this world and of your life. You need genuine understanding of these basic issues in order to physically and spiritually survive in the coming perilous years. If you do wish all of this, please contact us right now to request your free copies of our booklets, The Real God, Proofs and Promises, and The Bible, Fact or Fiction. These very thoughtful and helpful booklets will give you genuine understanding beyond what you have probably ever had before, and they will strengthen your faith. Do not let Satan the devil confuse you. Do not let Satan the devil mess with your mind. As the Bible directly instructs us, quote, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ," quoted from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. My friends, we live in turbulent times. Countless millions of Roman Catholics hope that the next pope, following the February 28th resignation of Pope Benedict XVI, will bring renewal to a troubled institution. Thankfully, true Christians have their eyes on Christ. We must strive heartily not to let Satan the devil draw us even further into modern Babylon. that system of religious confusion and self-will guided by Satan the devil. We must be willing to act on the truth as God reveals it to us. We must be willing to come out of modern Babylon, Revelation chapter 18 and verse 4, with a sense of urgency. May God help you to do your part. Roderick C. Meredith.